From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. announced Monday it's providing about 200 additional troops to work mostly as advisors with smaller units of the Iraqi military, putting them closer to the fighting and providing several attack helicopters to assist in the fight to retake the northern city of Mosul from the Islamic State. The announcement came from Defense Secretary Ashton Carter in Baghdad.
We're going to provide financial assistance to the Peshmerga, this with agreement of Prime Minister Abadi, which is how we do everything, to bolster what has been, namely the Peshmerga, one of the most effective fighting forces against ISIL. As you know, we also provide substantial assistance for the Iraqi army, the counterterrorism service, and the Iraqi police.
The announcement raises the number of U.S. troops in Iraq to above 4,000. President Obama, in a CBS television interview Monday, expressed confidence Mosul would be recaptured.
My expectation is that by the end of the year, we will have created the conditions whereby Mosul will eventually fall.
Secretary Carter traveled to Iraq to talk with his commanders and Iraqi leaders about ways the U.S. can ramp up the fight against the IS group. Nigerian troops say they repelled an attack by Boko Haram as soldiers deployed in the border town of Damasak near Niger. The French press agency says some two dozen soldiers were wounded. Meanwhile, U.S.-UN Ambassador Samantha Power in Cameroon said the U.S. stands with those fighting Boko Haram. Her visit was overshadowed by the death of a young boy as her convoy passed by a village. John Kirby, a U.S. spokesman.
Ambassador Power, who certainly is feeling this very deeply, visited with the family today to express her deep regrets over what happened.
The accident occurred near the northern town of Marua, where Power was visiting refugee camps and talking with officials about the threat posed by Boko Haram. This is VOA News.